是雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在床上躺卧了，耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和库中人留在床上，跟从耶稣去了。
好，我们把下面的时间交给陈牧师和弟兄。
Good morning to everyone.
早上好，大家早上好。
I had a very busy week.
这个星期很繁忙。
Maybe later on they'll share with you a little bit about how we are housing many people at these fire victims at 120 Shaman in Chinatown.
一会儿我会跟大家分享我们在Chinatown 的新买的这个教会，如何在那里边容止400多个因失火而没有去处的人。
But it certainly made for a very busy week for me.
这肯定是对我来说是一个非常忙的星期。
And one of the things that I have to do in preparing for a sermon is think of a title.
我为了准备讲道，其中一个事情要做的事情就是想一想，讲道的题目是什么。
And so the first title that I picked for this message was "Let's Go Fishing."
我首先讲到的题目就是让我们一起去钓鱼。
And I thought it was a nice, catchy title.
我觉得这是一个很引人注目的题目。
Because you already know from reading this passage.This is the passage that talks about Jesus calling people to be fishers of men.
通过读这段经文，你已经知道耶稣通过在这经文里号我们，让我们去得鱼得人。
But then I thought to myself, well, I don't really go fishing very often.
但我后来又自己想，我其实自己并没有去经常钓鱼。
Now, when I was a boy, I probably my family went fishing maybe once every few months.
当我是一个小孩的时候呢，我的家庭可能是几个月才去钓一次鱼。
See, we're a family of three boys, and boys, you know, like to fish.
我们这个家庭有三个男孩，你知道，男孩们都喜欢钓鱼。
But as I got older, you know, things got busy, and then hadn't been fishing in a long, long time.
我渐渐长大，又很变得越来越忙，所以是很长时间才会去钓一次鱼。
In fact, I would probably say it's probably decades since the last time I went fishing.
可能说十几年来我都没有钓过一次鱼。
But I did go fishing early this year.
但是我今年早期的时候，我确实去钓过一次鱼。
One of the persons from the Newton English congregation was getting married.
在牛顿的牛顿英文堂的一个弟兄他们结婚。
And so they said, "Oh, let's take them out and go deep sea fishing."
所以他们说，好，让我们一起到深海钓鱼去。
And so I had a good time with the people.
我和他们一起玩得很开心。
I got a little seasick.
我有点晕船。
I didn't catch any fish.
我没有抓到任何，没有抓到一条鱼。
Well, I caught some fish, but they were too small, and they said you can't take them.
我其实抓到一些鱼，但是太小了，所以就让我再扔回去。
But it was fun, and fishing to me is like every once in a while we'll go.
很有趣，所以我觉得偶尔去钓钓鱼应该是应该的。
And I think that's perhaps true for most of you.
对你们来说，我觉得也是这样。
Maybe you never go fishing.
也许你从来没去钓过鱼。
Or if you do, it's a very occasional thing or a very special event.
如果你去钓过鱼的话，可能是很偶尔的。
But then I realized that's not the message I want to send in my sermon.
但我接着就认识到，这不是我想给大家说的信息。
I don't think this is what Jesus meant when he told us these things.
我知道耶稣说的也不是这个意思，但他让他的让那些人去钓鱼去得人的时候。
I'm sure many of us connect fishing with evangelism. connect fishing with evangelism or sharing Christ.
很多人能够把钓鱼和传福音结合起来。
And so, it's not something that Jesus wants us to do every once in a while.
耶稣不是让我们偶尔去传福音。
Rather, it is something that he wants us to do as part of our daily life.
他其实他是想让我们把传福音当作我们每天的生活。
So that's why I changed the title to Fishing as a Lifestyle.
所以我后来把钓鱼把这个题目改成钓鱼是一种生活形态。
And so that's why what I want to share with you this morning.
这就是我想跟你们分享的信息。
Now, the first point I want to make is that we want to look at the call of Christ.
我想跟大家分享的第一点就是说我们一起看一下耶稣对我们的呼召。
And so let's look particularly at verse 16 and first part of 17.
让我们看一下马可福音16节和17节。
Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, Follow me.
耶稣在加利利的海边走的时候看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈他们是打鱼的耶稣跟他们说来跟从我
So I want you to notice at the end of verse 16 it mentions that Simon and Andrew they were fishermen
我想请大家注意到在第十六节耶稣在第十六节提到西门和西门的兄弟安德烈他们是打鱼的
This is their occupation, this is their work
这是他们的职业
Just like many of your friends, they work in the restaurant business
就像你的很多朋友他们是在可能是在餐馆里工作
There were many people in that society who were fishermen
在当时的社会有很多人是打鱼的
And so my point here is that Jesus is calling people who are ordinary people.
我想给大家提到的这点就是说，耶稣所呼召的人都是普通职业的普通人，普通人。
He didn't call a priest or a king.
他没有呼召一个牧师，一个教父。
He called a common person.
他所呼召的是一个普通的人。
And I believe that means he's calling us as well.
我相信他是对，这也是他对我们的呼召。
Because he's calling ordinary people. You may probably say, I'm an ordinary person. Well, then Jesus is calling you.
因为他所呼召的是普通人，而你可能会跟自己说，我就是那一个普通人。
And you notice that these two people are named Simon and Andrew.
你只注意到这两个人的名字是西门和安德烈。
Now, Simon is also known as Peter.
Simon's 另一个名字就是彼得。
And if you know anything about the Bible, you know that Peter was a very unrefined kind of person.
你对圣经熟悉的话，你就知道彼得是一个没有很多修养的人，修养不是很高的人。
He could not control his mouth very well.
他不能管住自己的嘴巴。
He was very impulsive.
他有点冲动。
You know that he denied Christ three times.
他拒绝耶稣三次。
But before that, he boasted he would, you know, defend Jesus to the death.
但在他拒绝之前，他说他会以死来捍卫耶稣。
So the call is not just to ordinary people, but to sinners, imperfect sinners.
所以耶稣的呼召不仅仅是对普通人，而是说。对那些甚至有犯罪的人
I think all of us hopefully can identify with that as well
我希望我们在座的人都能也接受这一点
We know our imperfections
我们知道我们不是完美的
We know the areas that we fall down
我们知道我们不完美的地方
We know all the bad habits that we have
我们知道我们所有的坏的习惯
Maybe your family or friends don't know
也许你的家庭和你的朋友不知道
But you know and God knows
但是你知道而且神也知道
And yet Jesus still calls these kind of people
但是耶稣仍然呼召这样的人
He called Simon Peter, he called Andrew
他呼召了西门，他呼召了安德烈。
And what did he call them to do?
他叫他呼召他们做什么去呢？
We'll see this in verse 17.
让我们一起看一下十七节。
But Jesus said to them, "Follow me."
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我。
Now, in the days before GPS, if someone was asking for directions, I would say, follow me.
在没有 GPS 的那些这个过去，如果有人问你问我去哪儿，问我向我问路，我就会说来跟着我后边。
Now, when Jesus was saying this to Simon and Andrew, he was not saying physically necessarily to follow him.
当耶稣跟西门和安德烈说这句话的时候，他并不是说就跟在我的后边走路。
The way the word is phrases, they knew that he was calling these two people to be his disciples.
从他的用语环境语境里面，我们可以看到他是呼召这两个人做他的门徒。
So when he says come and follow, says follow me, it means to come follow me as a disciple, a follower of Jesus.
当他跟他们说跟随我，他是说来跟在我的后边做我的门徒。
And so a disciple is someone who is growing to be like Jesus.
门徒就是一个跟随耶稣变得像耶稣的人。
They're beginning to change to think like Jesus.
他们开始变化，像耶稣一样思考。
They begin to feel like Jesus.
他们开始像耶稣一样去感觉。
And they begin to act like Jesus.
他们像耶稣一样去行动。
And that's what a disciple is of Jesus.
这就是耶稣门徒的意义。
And so, what was Jesus' passion? What was his purpose in life?
那么耶稣是热衷于做什么事情？他人生的他的目标是干什么？
Well, in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus said this. He said, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
他说，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
So Jesus' mission was to come and to seek out and to save those people who are spiritually lost.
所以耶稣的使命就是来寻找并拯救那些失丧的人。
And so if he's calling us to be like him, we need to have the same kind of passion as Jesus.
他这样来呼召我们，我们也需要像耶稣一样有这样的热情。
And so here, Jesus is calling his first disciples.
在这儿，耶稣是在呼召他的第一批门徒。
We find that they were ordinary people.
我们发现他们是普通人。
They were imperfect people.
他们不是完美的人。
But yet he calls them to be like him.
但是他呼召他们像他一样。
And that's, and particularly to be a person that is concerned for the lost.
特别是成为一个能为那些失丧的人有关心失丧的人的人。
Now the second main point is the commitment of Christ.
我的第二点是说耶稣的献身为我们的献身。
We saw that the call of Christ is to follow me.
耶稣的呼召是跟从我。
But here we want to look at the commitment of Christ.
那么这儿我们想看一下耶稣是如何为这献身的。
And so again, we look at verse 17.
我们再一次看一下第十八节。
And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men."
耶稣跟他们说，来跟从我，我要使你们成为得人的渔夫。
And so, as Jesus addressed Simon and Andrew.He's telling you, follow me.
当耶稣跟西门和安德烈这么说的时候，他说 ，You 就是你指着他们说，你跟从我。
But then he says, I will make you become fishers of men.
但他说的是我要让你们成得人的渔夫。
So whose job is it to make you a fisher of men?
是谁的工作使你成为得人的渔夫呢？
It is Jesus' responsibility.
是耶稣的职责。
He commits himself, if we want to follow him, if we follow him, then he will commit himself to make you become a fisher of men.
如果我们决定跟从他，他就会致力于把我们变成得人渔夫。
So we see that the responsibility is upon Jesus.
所以我们看到这个责任是在重担是在耶稣的身上。
We also see from these words that it is a process.
我们通过这些词语里面也看到说这是一个过程。
It's not something that takes place overnight.
不是一夜之间就会发生的事情。
He had Simon and Andrew who were imperfect sinners.
西门和安德烈不是完美的人。
And Jesus commits to a process.
但耶稣致力于这样一个转变的过程。
To train them, to shape them.
来培训他们，让他们成型。
To make them into fishers of men.
塑造他们成为得人的渔夫。
And so again, it's not an occasional special event. It is a lifestyle.
这不是偶尔的特别的事件，而是一生的生命形态。
And we know that Simon and Andrew